Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We're going to be learning the Sikha in Parsha Shmini, the second Sikha in Chelek Yud Beis. It's on page 57. Parsha Shmini, Kairim Bekam Shonim. The Parsha of Shmini we read as many years, a Kekviyas Shonazu, like in the year that the Sikha was printed. The Kviyas that the Rebbe speaks about here is a Kviyas of a Shonim Ubedes. When Parsha Shmini is read before Chodesh Nissen or Shabbos Mevarchim of Chodesh Nissen. The Shabbos shalifnei Rish Chodesh Nissen. It's read in the Shabbos before Rish Chodesh Nissen. Ul Shabbos zu shayeches gluya. There's a clear connection. Ukshura bebrachas v'chulo. Also connected to the brachas. You're benching the new Chodesh for Rish Chodesh Nissen. Shaharei ba koyrin parshas haChodesh hazelachem. And this Shabbos you also read the parsha of haChodesh hazelachem, which of course is talking about Rish Chodesh Nissen, the first of the months of the year, and so on. According to what it's known, all of the Yomim Tovim throughout the year. And this is based on the Shalah that the Rebbe quotes very, very often. They are connected to the Parshias that these Yomim Tovim come out in them. It's understood. There's a connection between Rish Chodesh Nissen, Parshas HaChodesh, and the Parsha of the Week, which that year in Hashanah Mu'beres is Parshas Shmini. V'hinei Yashaychas HaPshuto Shebein Rish Chodesh Nissen Parshas HaChodesh LaParshas Vayehi Bayeim HaShmini Hi, the simple and obvious connection between Rish Chodesh Nissen and the beginning of the Parsha, which begins with Vayehi Bayeim HaShmini Sheyeim HaShmini LaMiluim Hoye B'Rish Chodesh Nissen. Yeim HaShmini, the eighth day, was on Rish Chodesh Nissen. So that's very clear. Omnom, however, mikivin sha'inyan the Rish Chodesh Nissen leniska beferish ba parsha. The fact that Yom HaShmini is Rish Chodesh Nissen is not mentioned clearly in the parsha. V'loshna kosa v'hiba Yom HaShmini yesh lefarshoi Shmini b'Nissen. It's possible to say v'hiba Yom HaShmini means that it was actually the eighth day in Nissen. And in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe's Mitzayin, that this is the pshat of the Eben Ezra, that the Shiva Simei Meluim began Rish Chodesh Nissen, and the eighth day was on Ches Nissen. What it says explicitly in the parasha is just the fact that it was an eighth day, without specifying that this is Rish Chodesh Nissen. It makes sense to say the main connection between what it speaks about in this parasha and Rish Chodesh Nissen or the parasha Sachodesh, the Shmini Lamiluim. The connection is because it's Shmini Lamiluim, the eighth day of the Mishkan being put up. There are the 7 days that the Mishkan was put up by Moshe Rabbeinu. Every day it was put up and taken down, and there's the eighth day that the Mishkan is put up. The eighth day that the Mishkan is put up is connected to Rish Chodesh Nissen. V'hainu meaning Sha'amayla Diyem HaShmini Lamiluim HaShivis Yimei Miluim Shalafonov. The advantage that there is on this day, on the eighth day when the Mishkan was put up, over the previous 7 days when the Mishkan was put up as well, he dugma samayla the Rish Chodesh Nissen al shar yomim shalochayra daimim loy. Like the advantage that there is on Rish Chodesh Nissen to other days that would seemingly be similar. So what is the connection that Rebbe wants to know between Rish Chodesh Nissen and Yom HaShmini, not taking into account the fact that Yom HaShmini is Rish Chodesh Nissen, but because that's not explicitly written in the Pasuk, so what is the connection between Rish Chodesh Nissen and being the eighth day that the Mishkan was put up? The Rebbe examines the connection a step further. V'hinei b'kviyas kazu, in a year like this, Sheparshas HaChodesh Kairim b'Shabbos Parshas Shmini, that Parshas HaChodesh is read on the Shabbos of Parshas Shmini. Kriyas Parshas Para, she tomed b'Shabbos, shalafnei Parshas HaChodesh, the Parsha of Para, that's always read the Shabbos before. He b'Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, is read in the previous Shabbos in the Parsha of Tzav. Bo medubar al dvar shivis yimei miluim. In that Parsha, it speaks about the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and did the chinuch of Aaron and his children in the Mishkan, as the Rebbe will soon explain. So now, mikivin shekriyas Parshas Para, bo b'turak doma lekriyas Parshas HaChodesh. Since the parsha of Para is read before HaChodesh and as an introduction to what follows Parshas HaChodesh. Ukadisa b'Yerushalmi, as the Yerushalmi explains, and this will be expounded upon later on in the Sikha, v'loma kedemes le HaChodesh, why does Para come before HaChodesh? Shehitaroson shel kol Yisrael. Because in Parshas Parah, we speak about the Parah Aduma to purify the Yidden and prepare them for what follows in Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Korban Pesach. So we see that they go together. First Parah, and that leads you into HaChodesh. So V'chein, and similarly, Shivas Yimei Miluim Hoyu Akdoma V'Hachone L'Yem HaShmini. The 7 days of putting up the Mishkan and the Chinuch of Aaron and his children there was an introduction and a preparation for what followed the 8th day, when the Mishkan was finally put up permanently. So l'chein yesh leima. So therefore the Rebbe says we can say as follows. Sha'amayla the Parshas HaChodesh al Parshas Parah, the advantage that there is in Parshas HaChodesh that follows Parah, Tarasan shel kol Yisrael. First you have the purity of Yidden in Parshas Parah. Then you come to Parshas HaChodesh that actually talks about the Korban Pesach. He dugmas, Milas Yemashmini lemiluim alzai yimei miluim shalafonav. Is similar to the advantage that there is of the 8th day when the Mishkan was put up to over the Mishkan being put up on the previous days. So now what the Rebbe added over here is, not only is there a connection between Yom HaShmini and Chodesh Nissan, but there's also a connection between Parshas Parah being an introduction to Parshas HaChodesh, that similarly, the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim is an introduction and a preparation for the Yom HaShmini. So how do they correspond to each other? So the Rebbe gives a lengthy introduction to this. The Yuvan Zeh, this could be understood by Hakdamash Omri Razal, by prefacing what it says in the Medrash and in the Gemara as well. Oysay Yoim Yoim Ashmini Lamilum. On this day, on the Yoim Ashmini, Notal Eser Atoris. There were 10 crowns that this day took. There were 10 special things that occurred on this day. The Kosva Taisvis. Now, Taisvis there says, and actually asks a question. Oh, the Lechoshev Rishoin. Why does the Gemara not count as one of the 10 unique things that happened on this day, the most obvious one, that this is the first day that the Mishkan was put up? So Taisus gives 2 answers. One answer is, Mishum Damrinam B'Medrish, since it says in the Medrish, Shekol Zayin Yimei Meluim, Hayu Moshe Mayim Ed HaMishkan U'Mefarkai. For 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was putting up the Mishkan and taking it down, so it's actually not the first day that the Mishkan is put up for the very first time. So therefore, that's not considered to be one of the crowns, one of the special things that happened for the first time on this day. Inami, a second answer, Taisa says, Mishum da alea da hakomas ha-mishkan koi. We're talking about the Mishkan. That's the main focus. V'hachi kamar. And this is what the Gemara is saying. Oisei hayoim shel hakomas ha-mishkan. The day when the Mishkan was put up, notal esar ha-toris acheiros. In addition, there was other 10 crowns that this day took. So the Mishkan is the center of everything. And that doesn't have to be mentioned. The day that the Mishkan is put up, there's another 10 crowns, another 10 advantages and great things that happened on this day. Hine, the Rebbe analyzes these two answers of Taisus. Why is Akomas HaMishkan not mentioned as one of the 10 things? Based Hirutzim Elisha B'Taisus, these two answers of Taisus, Hofchimhem. If you pay attention, they're really opposites. Lefiat Tiritz Arishin, according to the first answer, Inyan de Rishon Lakamas HaMishkan, the fact that this is the first day that the Mishkan is put up, Pachisu Mimailas Esara Ataris. It's actually on a level lower than the rest of the 10 crowns that were on this day, which were unique and special. They were the first time that happened. Vachein and Imnaklal B'nei. Because this wasn't the first time, there was already the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, so this is not as special. So therefore, it's less than the other special things that happened for the first time in this day, and therefore it's not counted. But according to the second answer, the main advantage of this day is the fact that the Mishkan is put up on this day. The crowns and all other things that happened on this day is connected to the fact that this is the day of Akamas HaMishkan. Along with Akamas HaMishkan, it also brought along and took along other advantages. But the main advantage of the day is Akamas HaMishkan. So it's very interesting. You have 2 tirutzim and Taisvis that are literally saying 2 opposite points. What's the source of these 2 totally opposite points? How we view the Akamas HaMishkan on Yom HaShmini Lamiluim. The Yuvan Zeva Haktim Shaila. So to understand the source and the explanation of these 2 answers of Taisvis, there's another question to be asked over here. Loma hamid Moshe es haMishkan b'shivas yimei haMiluim. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu putting up and down every single day the Mishkan in the Shivas yimei haMiluim? V'harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Yisai, the Eibishter has commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, Bayoyim, HaChodesh, HaRishoyim, Be'echad, LaChodesh, Tokim, Mes Mishkan, Oyel Moed, that on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when you put up the Mishkan. Obavadai, Loyosake Moshe Midas Atzmechas V'Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do this without having a command, taking matters into his own hand, just deciding to go ahead and put up the Mishkan before the time was right, before he was commanded to do so. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan? So here the Rebbe brings the opinion of the Ramban, and then the Rebbe will explain the opinion of Rashi. And if you're following, and I'm sure you are following along with the Sichas that we are learning here in Project Lakuta Sichas, so 2 weeks ago in the Sicha of Parshas Tzav, I believe it was, we had this exact inyan that the Rebbe quoted over there to explain the inyan that we learned then. It was actually in the Sicha that we were learning during the week of Parshas Shmini, but there was a Sicha from Pekudei Gimel in Chelik Yud Aleph. So, the Rabbi here brings the Ramban first. Hinei HaRamban Pirish. The Ramban clearly explains what happened. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Shatam Sheheikim Moshe Es HaMishkan B'Shivas Yimei Miluim. The reason is, Hu Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amalei Mitchila. Because first, Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Hakei Moshe Es HaMishkan K'Mishpatei Asher HaReisa B'Har. Put up the Mishkan with all the halachas as I showed you on the mountain. That's one pasuk. It should be put up immediately after it's ready. When it's ready to be put up, that's when it should be put up. That's one pasuk. Elo, shalachrei, shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yayim ha'chodesh ha'rishayim b'echad l'chodesh takim g'aymer. Then the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the Mishkan should be put up on a Shchodesh Nissan. V'haynu sh'b'yayim ha'chodesh ha'rishayim tia kamosei la'omda. What the Eibishter is adding over here is that it's not going to be the first time the Mishkan was put up, because it already says in another pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu should put up the Mishkan. The second pasuk is saying that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Mishkan is set up and established permanently, la'omda, to remain standing. So hine yoda, now Moshe Rabbeinu understood and knew from this, ki be'esi me'ayim miluim yitzarech lahakim ulahayrat chulo. When it comes the days of miluim, when the chinuch of Aaron and his children take place, that's when he fulfills the first command to put up the Mishkan Asher HaReisa Bahar before he comes to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So according to the Ramban, we have two different psukim. The Eibishter clearly commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the command this way, that there's one pasuk for the Shivas Yimei Miluim and another pasuk for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Amnam, however, the Rebbe says as follows. Pirish HaPashit, the simple pshat, the Bayeim HaChodesh HaRishon Tokim Es HaMishkan, that on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you put up the Mishkan. It's not like the Ramban says that this pasuk is saying an additional point that the Mishkan should be put up to be standing permanently. Ela, rather, shakol ikra kamasi tia biyoyim zeh. Simple pshat is, this is the day that you put up the Mishkan, and not before. Umizeh sharashi bepirushay ala teire einim afarish, shakavana betokim yitokim la'omda. The fact that Rashi does not say what the Ramban says, that the word tokim over here doesn't simply mean set up the Mishkan, but it means set it up permanently, that it should remain standing. So Rashi does not take it out of the simple pshat. Mukach, the svira le Rashi, it's clear that Rashi is of the opinion, shapirish the tokim ukipshutai. The meaning of tokim is to set up the Mishkan, and this is the first time that there's a tzivoy about setting up the Mishkan. So lefize, if this is true, when Moshe Rabbeinu has the command that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan he should put up the Mishkan, this is not an additional tzivui to what it said earlier that the Mishkan should be set up. It's just coming to clarify another detail regarding the mitzvah that was already said before to set up the Mishkan. And that is, Shezman ki yumay shel tzivi zeh hu bayem ha-chodesh ha-rishon b'echad l'chodesh. The Torah already said the mitzvah to put up the Mishkan. Now it comes to clarify the time that it should be done on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So now, if so, from where did Moshe Rabbeinu take the idea in setting up the Mishkan in the Shivas Yimei Miluim before that day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan? He was never commanded explicitly to do so. He learned it from other commands that he had. Since he was commanded to be mechanech, to train Aaron and his children into the Aveda of the Kahuna that they had to do. And the training has to take place in the Mishkan, in the place where they are going to serve permanently in their Aveda. And another thing is, and even more importantly, mefurish nitztave. He was clearly commanded that the chinuch of Aaron and his children should take place Pesach Oil Moed, by the door of the Oil Moed, that you should have the Oil Moed set up, and that's where they should be trained. That's where the chinuch takes place. So from this, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Mishkan has to be put up in the Shiva Asimei Amiluim. But he did not have any explicit mitzvah to do so. So this is the difference between the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban says Moshe Rabbeinu had an explicit mitzvah to put up the Mishkan before Rish Chodesh Nissen. And according to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu understood so on his own from the fact that he had to be mechanech Aaron and his children Pesach Oel Moed. But he never had a command to put it up at that time. This that we are explaining here regarding the Shitta of Rashi. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu puts up the Mishkan even before the Shchedesh Nissen. This wasn't because of a command that he received. In the pasuk, "Vakimaisa es haMishkan," kepirish Ramban, like the Ramban's pshat. Mochrechu gam lepirish Rashi alashas. It's also clearly seen in the way Rashi teaches the Gemara that was mentioned before regarding the day by Yom Hashmini in his Pirish, and the Gemara there, we can see this as well. Achas ha'atoris, shenot lo'isa yomhi. One of the crowns, one of the special things that happens on this day is, the Gemara there says, Rishoin l'shchoin shchina. The first day that the shchina dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. Omefarish Rashi, and Rashi says, what does it mean the shchina dwells amongst Klal Yisrael? Shchina sharsa sham. The shchina dwelled there in the Mishkan. Until now, the Shekhinah did not dwell in the Mishkan. So Rashi clarifies, we're talking about the Shekhinah dwelling in the Mishkan. Rashi, that the Shekhinah dwelled there, meaning in the Mishkan, not then, not that the Shekhinah dwelled amongst Yidden on that day. In other words, not connected specifically to the Mishkan, but the fact that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Yidden. Mashma she'ike kavanasei lishlal hamizbuchais v'chayetze bezeh she'kaidem ha-mishkan. That the main idea here is to negate any of the mizbuchais that were built earlier, that there was no hashras hashchina the way it was then in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan is where the shchina dwells, but before that, in any other mizbeach, the shchina does not dwell. So we're dealing with over here specifically the hashras hashchina in the Mishkan. Chayreinu move on. So now the question is, how can we say that the Shekhinah only dwelled in the Mishkan on that day? From this that it says in the pasuk, build for me a mikdash and I will dwell in it. So it's pretty clear that the Eibishter dwelling in the Mishkan, all it's dependent upon is to build and set up the Mishkan. As soon as he set up the Mishkan, the Shekhinah dwells in the Mishkan. Since they fulfilled the mitzvah in the Shivasimeh Miluim, Share Moshe Hamidaz this Mishkan, as we see and we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu did put up the Mishkan during the Shivasimeh Miluim. So Mawa Hechrich Ma'akos of the Veshachanti Besaycham, the Yoim Ashmini Hurishin Lishkain, Dad Hashtalay Sharsa. So where do we see over here in this pasuk v'shachanti b'soicham that only takes place when the shchina, when the mishkan that is put up on the eighth day and not on the other 7 days? Since the mishkan was put up on the 7 days by Moshe Rabbeinu, so maybe the shchina was dwelling in the mishkan then during those 7 days. And since Rashi clarifies, as we mentioned before, that we're talking about the shchina dwelling in the mishkan, so then how could Rashi say that the pshat in the Gemara here is that the shchina only dwells on the eighth day and not before? If the mishkan was put up before, also the mikdash v'shachanti b'saychem should have taken place before. So from this, it's clear, as we said before, that Rashi's opinion is this, that Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan before the Shchedesh Nissen. The focus here is not that to fulfill the mitzvah of putting up the Mishkan, which is following through the tzivoy, the command to make the Mishkan, Mikdash. El Arak, this was something completely different. Kiyum prat v'tnai b'miluy tzivuyim acherim. It's fulfilling a detail and setting the conditions to be able to fill other commands, to be able to be mechanach the kohenim there. That's what it's about. Val derech vayivim mizbeach tachas ahar, where the mizbeach is also being built for a different purpose. Over here as well, the mishkan is being put up just for the purpose of the chinuch of the kohenim. So therefore, this is not putting up the mikdash, building a mikdash for the sake of the mikdash itself. So you don't have over here the fulfillment of the mitzvah of asul mikdash. And therefore Rashi explains the ad hashtelay sharsa, that up until Reish Chodesh Nissan, when the mikdash was put up for the purpose of the mitzvah of putting up the mikdash, the shechina did not dwell there. You're putting up the mishkan for its purpose, for its sake, not for the sake of something else. That's when the Shechina dwells in the mishkan. So that's what we see in Rashi ala Shas, that just like Rashi ala Torah holds that the mikdash being put up in the Shivas Yimei Miluim was for a different purpose. It was just for the sake of making the place available to be mechanach the kayanim. Then when it comes to Shchodesh Nissan, that's the very first time that the Mikdash is put up, and as a fulfillment of the Tzivui V'asili Mikdash, you see the same thing also clearly in Rashi in Alashas. Now the Rebbe comes back to the Taisvis. So we had two answers in Taisvis. Why does the Gemara not count the building of the Mishkan itself as one of the 10 things that was special that took place on Shchodesh Nissan? So as the Rebbe pointed out, Taisvah says two opposite answers. Either Taisvah says because the Mikdash was already put up before, the Mishkan that is, was put up before during the 7 days, so it's not the first time. Or the Rebbe says, no, this is the center of everything. Everything else comes along with this. There's another 10 things that are brought along because of this, but this is the main thing that the Mishkan was put up on this day. So what is the difference between these two Tirutzim of Taisvah? So now we can say the argument here, the two answers, are based on the two opinions of Rashi and the Ramban. The first answer of Taisvis, Ozel b'shittas Ramban, follows the opinion of the Ramban, Shigam, Hakamas Hamishkan b'zayin yimei miluyim, hoi mitzat sivui v'hakimoysa es Hamishkan. Even the fact that the Mishkan is being put up during the Shivas Yimei Miluim is a fulfillment of a tzivui to set up the Mishkan. The first pasuk, the first tzivui of HaKemais as HaMishkan. Olefizeh, and if that's so, HaRayim HaShmini Eino Yerishin LaKomis HaMishkan. So when it's put up on the 8th day, it's not the first time that the Mikdash, the Mishkan, is being put up for the tzivui of putting up the Mishkan. This is the fulfillment during the Shivas Yimei Miluim. It's the fulfillment of the first tzivui to put up the Mishkan. Kya Mishkan kvar hukam b'Shivas Yimei Miluim. Like Taisa says in his first answer, the Mishkan was already put up before. It's Hashayni Shal HaTaisvis. The second answer, Ozel b'shittas Rashi, is following Rashi's opinion. Shakomes HaMishkan b'Shivas Yimei Miluim. The Mishkan being set up during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, hayiprat b'chinuch Aron u'Bonav v'chulu. That was just a detail to make the setting for the training for Aron u'Bonav. It wasn't about fulfilling the tzivui of putting up the Mishkan at all. Yom Hashmini laMiluim, hu Rishon laKamas haMishkan. The 8th day laMiluim on Shchodesh Nissan. That's the first day when the Mishkan is set up to fulfill the tzivui of putting up the Mishkan. And that's the second answer of Taisvis, where he makes the point that the putting up of the Mishkan on this day is the center and main focus of everything. Oid yesh leimar, an alternative pshat we can say, b'ha'hefresh and beis shebein shnei tehay terutzim shebetaisvis, in explaining the difference between the two answers of Taisvis. B'haktim bir teichen achiluk, by prefacing another point where you see the content of the difference, shebein hakomas haMishkan b'zayin yimei miluim, the Mishkan being put up during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, la kamasai b'yayim hashmini, and the Mishkan being put up on the 8th day. If you look a little closer into what happened here, you'll see that there's an advantage to what happened during the Shivas Yimei Miluim as far as the Mishkan being put up then, and what happened on the 8th day when the Mishkan was put up then. Hamayla shabakomas haMishkan shebiyayim hashmini laMiluim hi. The advantage that there is in the Mishkan being put up on the 8th day is a mayla shel eichus. In the quality of what happened here, this is a much greater level of the Mishkan being put up. Ki hakamasa hi aleph, when it's being put up on the 8th day, number one, b'ayif mishal kfiyas. This is the first time that the Mishkan is being put up permanently. That's completely different than setting up the Mishkan temporarily, taking it up and down every day. Qualitatively, that's totally on a different level. The Mishkan was being put up and taken apart every evening. Beis, another detail where you see that the quality, the echos of the Mishkan being put up on the eighth day was much greater. On the eighth day, since it was the fulfillment of the command, mikdash, so that prepared and made it possible for the Shekhinah to come and to dwell there. The Shekhinah did not dwell there. So in that sense, the Mishkan being put up on the eighth day is much greater. The quality of being preparing the place for the Shekhinah to come and actually dwell in the Mishkan. On the other hand, the advantage that there is in the Mishkan being put up during the Shivis Yimei Miluim, Himayla Shalkamus. This is an advantage if you look at the quantity of the amount of times that the Mishkan was put up. The Zayin Yimei Miluim, during those 7 days, Hikimu Es HaMishkan Sheva Pomim. The Mishkan was put up 7 times. Sharei Kimu B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. It was set up every single morning. And even more so, there's an opinion in Yerushalmi that the Mishkan wasn't put up only once a day in the morning, but it was put up during these Shivas Yimei Milum 2 or 3 times a day when they had to come and do the Aveda. During each one of the 7 days of the Shivas Yimei Milum, the amount of times the Mishkan was put up in each individual day was more than the rest of what it was put up on the Yom HaShmini. So looking at the quantity, the amount of times that the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden had the zchus of setting up the Mishkan, preparing it, the quantity, the amount of times was much more. So we have Eichus versus Kamus. What's more powerful? Is Eichus more powerful when you look at the quality of something? Is it more powerful than the quantity, or is it the other way around? That is the difference between the two answers of Tosfos. So based on this, we can say, the difference between the two answers of Tosfos is connected to a very general machlokes, which is discussed in many places, and the Rebbe discusses it as well in other places. The two opinions, what outweighs what? Imribiya kamus adif is when you have more quantity or larger numbers, is that greater? Or gaidla eichus adif, or you have to look at the quality of something, even if it's less in numbers, but less in size or less in numbers, but if the quality is greater, so then that outweighs the number. So now the Tidetz Arishayin, in the first answer of Tosfos, where Tosfos makes the point that the Mishkan was already put up in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Yom HaShmini is not the first time. Ribu Yakamus Adif. The quantity is greater. Lachain, so therefore Tosfos says, Lechoshev Rishon Lakomas HaMishkan, we don't consider the eighth day to be the first day the Mishkan was put up. Ki Adarabba, on the contrary, HaKomas HaMishkan Shebeshivis Yimei Miluim Adif Mekamasi Shebeyei HaShmini. Not only was the Mishkan already put up before during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, there's actually an advantage to the HaKomas HaMishkan that happened on the 7 days. So it was done already before with an even greater extent than it's done on the eighth day. So therefore, Tosfos says that's not counted. That's less than the other 10 crowns. Olatid, it's Hasheini. But in the second answer, Tosfos holds, Goydla Eichos Machriya Sakamos. You have to focus on the quality. You have to focus on the greater things that happened here that were caused by the Mishkan being put up. And that outweighs any of the quantity that there is in the number of times that the Mishkan was put up during the 7 days. The Mishkan being put up on the eighth day is much greater than what was put up previously in the 7 days, even though in the amount of times they had the privilege to put it up again and again and again. But as far as what the eighth and final time accomplishes, the permanent setting it up and bringing down the Shekhinah, that's a quality that's much greater than whatever happened before. So much so that Tosfos says this is the center and the main mile of what happened on this day, and the other 10 crowns are just being brought along with this. Because this is the quality of the Mishkan being put up then, which is outweighs everything that happened before. So this is another, an alternative explanation to the two answers of the Tosfos that seem to be opposites. The difference is whether we look at the quantity or we look at the quality of the putting up of the Mishkan. Now the Rebbe says another small diuk here that we could answer with this in the Pshat HaTosfos. According to the second explanation in Tosfos, Al Pi Hanal Yumtak, Mashakosav HaTosfos B'Tirutzim Arishim, with this we can understand Geshmak, the wording of Tosfos. Tosfos says that the eighth day wasn't the first time the Mishkan is being set up. For 7 days, Moshe would set up the Mishkan, and Tosfos adds the word umefarkai, and he would dismantle it. Why does Tosfos have to add those words, umefarkai? So the Rebbe says, it spells out the question here. The Lechayra, seemingly, to explain why the eighth day is not considered to be the first time the Mishkan is being put up, that it was already put up before. It was put up during the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So on the eighth day, it's not the first time. That's all that Tosfos has to mention. Why does Tosfos add the word umefarkai that during the 7 days, he also took down the Mishkan? Why does that matter here? Umefrat, and more specifically, the word umefarkai seems to just diminish the point. Seemingly, it diminishes the advantage of the Mishkan being put up during the 7 days because it wasn't permanent. It was put up, but it was taken down. So why is Tosfos adding that point if in the first answer he's trying to make the point that the Mishkan was already put up then and therefore the eighth day is not the first time? So according to what we said before, it's understood. Hakavona b'zeh, Tosfos adds this word, lahadgish, to emphasize the mikivin shahaya mefarkai, since during the 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu would set it up every morning and he would also dismantle it every evening. So here you had a great advantage that the Mishkan is being put up every single one of the days of the Yimei Miluim. Umemele hoisa kamasai al kolponim sheva pomim. It was put up at least 7 times, or as the Rebbe mentioned before, possibly even more than 7 times. So what is Tosfos coming to emphasize with this? The ribui hakamus, that there's a great advantage in the Mishkan being put up on this, in the 7 days because of the ribui hakamus, the many, many times that the Mishkan was put up. Okay, so this concludes the... This concludes the alternative pshat that the Rebbe brings here for Tosfos. Now the Rebbe comes back to the beginning of the Sikha, where the Rebbe is discussing the connection of Tzav and Shmini, which speak about Shiva Simei Miluim and the Yoyim HaShmini, to Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh. Now that we can appreciate and understand the difference between the Mishkan being put up in Shivas Yimei Miluim and the Mishkan being put up during Yom HaShmini, which is the Teichen of the two Parshias, Tzav and Shmini, we can come back and see the connection between Parah and HaChodesh, which are read in those two Parshias. But the Rebbe will first give another introduction over here and look at what Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh are about from a deeper perspective, Al Pi Chassidus, and then the Rebbe will come back and conclude his explanation of the connection. Al Pi Kol Hanal, based on what we explained, Tuvon HaShaychus Shebein Shivas Yimei Miluim Shebe Parshas Tzav V'Yoyim HaShmini La Miluim Shebe Parshas Seinu LaParshas Parah or Parshas HaChodesh. We will appreciate and see the connection that there is between the Shivas Yimei Miluim, which is taught about in Parshas Tzav, and the Yom HaShmini, which we learn in Parshas Shmini here. What's the connection to Parah and HaChodesh? So the Rebbe introduces as follows. Hine Yisab Yerushalmi, so now quoting the Yerushalmi that we already mentioned earlier on. Bedinu Shetaktim HaChodesh LaParah. Really, it would be deserving that Parshas HaChodesh should come before Parshas Parah. Why? Shebe'echad b'nissen hukam ha-mishkan. It was on a Shchodesh Nissen that the Mishkan is being put up. And in Parshas HaChodesh, it speaks about Karban Pesach and the idea of bringing a carbon, which is brought in the Mishkan. So first you have the Mishkan that's put up on a Shchodesh Nissen. U'b'sheini, and only a day after that, Nisrfa Parah. That was the first time when the Parah Aduma was made, which was on Beis Nissen, not on a Shchodesh Nissen. V'lama para kedemes. So why does the para come first? Shehi tarasun shakol Yisrael. Because this is coming to purify the Yidden, and therefore that's has to come first. That's a preparation to purify the Yidden. This is the Yerushalmi. So the Rebbe asks a question. Olochayreinu, move on. The answer of the Yerushalmi is not understood. Since the Parsha of Achaydish is read only following the introduction of Parsha's Para, when you have Taras and Shal Yisrael, so then how was this the first time? How is it that the Mishkan was actually set up, which is in Yonish or Parsha's Achaydish? The Yerushalmi connects it to Parshas HaChodesh, the setting up of the Mishkan, which is connected to Parshas HaChodesh, that talks about the Karbanis. So how was it that the Mishkan was put up the first time, Lefnei Sreifas HaPara, before the Para Aduma was burnt and made for the very first time? So shouldn't the order have been the first time, first the Para Aduma, and then following that, after the Yidden are purified, then the Mishkan should be put up? Why was the actual order the way it was done the first time? First the Mishkan put up, and then the Parah Aduma. Now you could argue and say, well, there's a technicality here. You can't have the Parah Aduma before putting up the Mishkan. The place where the Parah Aduma has to be done, the blood has to be sprinkled towards the Pnei El Mayed. So you first have to put up the Mishkan. But as we learned before, the Mishkan was put up during the Shivas Yimei Milum as well. And the Chinuch of Aaron and his children was also done by Pesach Hayom Mayid. So you could have the Parah Aduma be done before Rish Chodesh Nissen, and the blood will be sprinkled towards the Hayom Mayid as well. And then following that, the Mishkan should be put up. As the Yerushalmi says, Taharas Shal Yisrael comes first. So why didn't it happen in that order the very first time when it was put up? Vehagam. Now, although you could answer, Shezeh Masha Achaydish Tzricha La Parah, the only reason the Parsha of Achaydish needs the introduction of Parah first, Huloy Machmas Inyan HaKamas HaMishkan, it's not really connected to the Mishkan being set up. Sheba HaChodesh, which is connected to Parshas HaChodesh. In Parshas HaChodesh, it does not explicitly talk about the Mishkan at all. It talks about Karbanis, which ultimately are brought in the Mishkan. That's the connection to Parshas HaChodesh. It talks about the Karban Pesach, that is, which ultimately is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which is connected to the Mishkan. But the putting up of the Mishkan itself is not necessarily something that needs the introduction of Taharas and Shal Yisrael. Ella rather, what is it exactly in Parshas HaChodesh that needs the introduction of Parah Aduma, that Yidden should be purified, Beglal Iyun Karban HaPesach Shabbai? It's really all for the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach, which is spoken about in Parshas HaChodesh, Yid has to be purified in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. If you're not Tohir, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. That's really the pshat and the answer of Yerushalmi. So if so, we could say, regarding the Mishkan being put up the first time, it's not necessary to have the Parah in advance. Kol makom, however, the Rebbe doesn't accept this answer. Harei kol akushye, what was the whole question of Yerushalmi? B'dinu shetaktim, that it would be deserving, would make sense to say that Parah should come before Achaydish. And what was the basis of that question? Hurak mipnei shebe'echad b'nissen hukam ha-mishkan chulu. And the Yerushalmi says, because on the first day of Nissan, the Mishkan was put up first, and only following that, the Parah Aduma was brought. So the whole basis of the question, that the Parshas HaChodesh, that is, Parshas HaChodesh has to come before Parah, is based on the way it was done by the Mishkan, that first the Mishkan was put up, and then the Parah Aduma was brought. Right? So it's a mochach, so from this we can clearly see, Sha'akomas HaMishkan Shebe'echad B'nissen, Hu Gamken Ha'inyin the Parshas HaChodesh. So from the question of the Yerushalmi we see that the setting up of the Mishkan is connected to Parshas HaChodesh. That's what Parshas HaChodesh is about. The Gam Alzeh, and regarding what was mentioned in the question, which is the Hakomas HaMishkan, Bo'atirit, the answer is given, Shehi Tarosan Chulu, that the Parsha of Parah has to come first because the purification of Yidden comes before setting up the Mishkan. If the question was about setting up the Mishkan, so the answer when we mention Taras and Shal Yisrael has to also be relevant not only to the Karban Pesach, but to what was mentioned in the question, which is the setting up of the Mishkan, that the Parah Duma has to come before setting up of the Mishkan. If so, Hodra kushya leduchta. So our question comes back. Lama lehuktema sreifas hapara lahakamas hamishkan. Why the very first time the Mishkan was put up was the para aduma not brought before the Mishkan was set up in order to purify Yidden before the Mishkan is being put up? So the answer to this, we could only understand, the Rebbe says, if we take a look over here at what Parshas Para and what Parshas Achedesh represents in Avedis Hashem, in Aruch Nizig level. Bahaktim Hahefresh Ben Pesach, which is Ike Parshas Achedesh, Lepara, Bavedis Adam. Let's take a look at what Parshas Achedesh, which primarily talks about Karban Pesach, and the Parsha of Para Adumu, what do they represent as far as a person's Avedis is concerned? Pesach, the time of Pesach, Sha'oz, Kol Bnei Yisrael, Al Derech Shoy B'Pam Ha'alef, all Yidden like they were at the very first time, when Yidden left Mitzrayim. What does this represent? This is a Gersh and his Gaya, Kakotn Shanayla Domi. It's like Yidden were being born again. They were like a Ger that was converted and is born again. And this is the time when Yidden were born as a nation. The Leida of Klal Yisrael, as the Rebbe quotes so many times from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, takes place when the Yidden leave Mitzrayim and they're like a new entity that comes into being. So that is the kind of Aveda of a Tzadik which begins brand new and goes on a steady level in connection to Hashem. Upara. Then when it comes to the Parah Aduma, the Chatos Kari Rachmana, the Torah refers to the Parah Aduma as a Karban Chatos, Umachaperes Ale Egel, and it also is brought specifically of a Parah Aduma as a Kapara for the Chet Egel, the Aveda Satshuva. It represents the Aveda of Tshuva. So this is the difference between Pesach and Parah in Aveda Sashem, the Aveda of Tzadikim and the Aveda of Abal Tshuva. This also explains what it says in the Medrash. By the Karban Pesach, it says Zayis Chukas HaPesach, ubezenema Zayis Chukas HaTeira. And by the Parah Aduma, it says Zayis Chukas HaTeira. So they both have the expression of Chukah. V'yat Yedeya Eizah Chukah G'dayla Mizu. And you don't know which one is greater, one from the other. Lefi sheyesh maila, the reason why we don't know which is greater, what's the medrash really pointing out? I mean, they're really two different mitzvahs. What does one have to do with the other? One is one mitzvah and another mitzvah. Why is the Gemara, the medrash that is even contrasting them and saying that we don't know which one is greater? Lefi sheyesh maila b'avedis ha-tzdikim, she'ene b'avedis ha-tshuva. There's an advantage in the aveda of a tzaddik. He never did any avedis and he's always steadily connected to Hashem. That's one maila. And then v'yesh maila b'avedis ha-tshuva. On the other hand, there's a big advantage to the Aveda of a Baal Tshuva. Shein of Aveda of Tzadikim, that you did not have in the Aveda of Tzadikim. And the Rebbe spells it out over here, very bekitzer. Hamayla sheba Aveda of Tzadikim. The advantage that there is in the Aveda of Tzadikim is, a Tzadik is always connected to Lamayla. He's always drawing from above. Bechlal, generally, it's be'inyin hamshochas ha'ersha Lamayla. It's the revelation that he is able to access and draw down from above. A Tzadik is always connected. He never falls in a place where he's disconnected. So therefore, he's always connected to Lamayla, and therefore he's drawing down the energy from above. Lamayla sheba avedis ha-tshuvihi. On the other hand, the advantage that there is in the aveda of a Baal Tshuva is, ba-aveda shemitzad amato. Here you have the person working on his own from below, where he's been disconnected, he's sinned, and he has to pick himself up, and he has to find a deeper energy inside of himself to be able to connect and to do tshuva. So this is an aveda that a person is working from below. Umash ha-messayim b'medrish, and now this that the medrish concludes, mi g'dayla ha-para, that para is greater. And the Medrash says the reason is she'oichle Pesach tzrichim lo, because the people that are going to eat from the Karban Pesach, in order to purify themselves, they have to have the Parah Aduma. Who the pshat in this is, and the Rebbe is quoting from a Maimer from the Rebbe Marash, ki gam hatzadikim tzrichim lasis tshuva. Ultimately, even a tzaddik, as great as his aveda is, he also needs the aveda of tshuva. There's an advantage to aveda of tshuva, obviously not tshuva in the simple literal sense, which is a tshuva from an aveda, but the tshuva on a deeper level, to return and come closer to Hashem. Even a tzaddik ultimately has to come to do tshuva. So therefore, the Parah Aduma is greater because even tzaddikim will come to do tshuva, which is a concept which is explained at length in other places. Here is not the place. This is just brought here at Derech Agav. So now that we understand what Parah Aduma is, it represents tshuva. and what the Pesach is, which is the theme of Parshas HaChodesh. It represents the Avodah of Tzadikim. And we've explained the relative advantages of each one of them. So the Rebbe now comes back to explain the order of the way it happened the first time, that the Mishkan is put up first on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and only following that, on Beis Nissan, was the Sreif of the Paraduma. The Mishkan is set up on the first day of Nisan, which is Me'en Yonashul Parshas HaChodesh Kanal. This is connected to Parshas HaChodesh, speaking about Karbanes, Karban Pesach, which is connected to the Mishkan. Ha'isa Lefnei Sereifes HaParah. Comes before the mitzvah of burning the parah, the mitzvah of parah aduma. Key, and the reason is as follows. And the Rebbe makes 2 points over here. Aleph, number one, move on, it's understood. Shebizmanu bekvias, when it comes to the timing, and when we look at things from a more perspective of the permanent seder of how the way things are supposed to be, avodas tzadikim kodemas avodas tshuva. The avoda of tzadikim comes before the avoda of a bal tshuva. Habarak beim nefesh kisechta. The whole concept of tshuva only comes in a case where things did not go as planned, when things go off the tracks. So then you have a koyach of tshuva to return. Tzadikim is the intended path. That's the chatchil, the way things are supposed to be. So therefore, the aveda of tzadikim, which is represented in the building of the Mishkan and in the parasha of Achodesh, which is talking about the Korban Pesach, related to the aveda of tzadikim, that comes first. Beis. Then there's something deeper here. Hamayla sheyeshna ba'aveda shemitzad amata. We spoke before about the fact that there is a big advantage in the aveda of tshuva because a person has to pick up the pieces himself. He has to come from below and gather the strength from below to do tshuva. That's aveda tshuva. Shemitzad mayla zu tzrichim lahakdim k'dim b'mayla parshas parah l'parshas achodesh. And it's for this reason that Yerushalmi is suggesting that parshas parah, which has a big advantage, which is the mayla of tshuva, should come first. First, because it accomplishes something greater. It's the aveda that the person is doing on his own from below. But he mitzad goydul ha'amshoche shayidei zeh mul mayla. What is really ultimately the great mayla of the aveda that a person does below? When a person has a greater energy and a strength that he draws out from within himself to serve the Eibishter, even when he has to do tshuva, this generates a greater hamshacha from above. There is a hamshacha of a tzaddik, which is always on the path, and he's going with a seder, and he's going and doing things in a regular seder, so that brings about a regular, normal hamshacha from above. A bal tshuva that's working, going beyond his limits, and he has to come from below and pull himself out of the place that he is, that generates a greater hamshacha mul maila. So ultimately, the whole advantage of the avodah of a bal tshuva that's working from below is that he's able to generate a greater hamshacha from above. Ulachein. So if that's the case, hakamas hamishkan hoysel of nesreifes apara, setting up the mishkan, which represents the drawing down of the Shekhinah from above, that comes before the burning of the Parah Aduma. Ki gam ha-maila shebesreifes ha-parah, whatever advantage there is, even in tshuva, the maila of the burning of the parah connected to tshuva, which is aveda, shemitzad ha-matot, the aveda of tshuva that comes from below, hi la'achere u'mitzad ha-amshachamu shamu maila, that comes following and only based on the hamshacha that comes from above. V'shachanti b'soicham shebakomas ha-mishkan, the Eibishter dwelling in the Mishkan when the Mishkan is put up on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So everything follows first the hamshacha mul maila. Ultimately, the purpose is to bring the Shekhinah down mul maila lamata, to bring the Eibishter's presence down into this world. The maila of Avedis HaTshuva is that it's an Aveda that has a bigger energy that comes from below and it generates a greater hamshacha. So the very first time, the first thing has to be the putting up of the Mishkan. That's the ultimate objective, to bring the Shekhinah down. And then following that comes the Aveda of Paraduma, which is a deeper inyan, a deeper Aveda of Tshuva that brings the Shekhinah down to an even greater extent. And now we can understand the meaning of what it says in the Yerushalmi. Bidinu shetaktem achodesh lepara. That when we read every year, two parshas of Achodesh and Parah, really parshas Achodesh should come before parshas Parah, which means Hainu Shegam Achshav Roi Lahakdam Achodesh LeParah. Even today, many years later, after the Mishkan was put up the first time, it would be deserving that Achodesh should come before Parah. Why is that? Ki amayla de Parah. What is the advantage of parshas Parah, as we explained? Avodah shemitzad amata, an avodah of tshuva that comes from below. Ba hi Where does this come from? It's through first putting up the Mishkan that draws the Shechinah down. The ability to do the Avodah of Tshuva that a person has from below, it's all based and it all begins with an Asarusa de la'ela that starts from above. That has to be the first thing. That there's a Hamshacha mul Maila. That enables a person to do anything. So if even today, the Avodah of Parshas Pada, which refers to the Avodah of Tshuva that a person does below, that is number two. That comes after you have the Hamshach and the Sarusa Delaila above, from above, which is what Parshas HaChodesh is about, connected to the building of the Mishkan, the Karbanis that are brought in the Mishkan, the Karban Pesach, that all comes, is drawing down from above. Hello, however, what's the conclusion in the Yerushalmi? What do we actually do? Sha'akdam ezu hirak bedin. The fact that HaChodesh has to come first, the Sarusa Delaila has to come first, this is the way it should be. Avol bepoil, the way it actually is, kaidim parshas achidish achre parshas parah. We only read achidish following parshas parah. Why is that? Why do we start with the aveda of the mata, of the aveda below, before we even talk about the asarusa de la'ela and the amshacha that comes from above first? Ki al yidei parshas achidish vakomes amishkon oz, through the parshas achidish that was said the first time and the mishkon that was put up the first time. The energy and the concept and the asrusa de le'ela that's needed was already drawn into the world. So now it's possible. Today, that energy and that asrusa de le'ela was brought into the world already the first time. So today, we could read Parshas Pada that has a greater advantage over Parshas Achidish, because here there's an aveda that comes from below that could be read first to express the greater maila that Pada has. So this is today. Today, we read Pada before Achidish. Although Achidish is the Sarusa de la'ela that usually comes first, because today, following the initial Sarusa de la'ela that happened the first time around, when the Mishkan was built the first time, when Parshas Achidish was previously said the first time, now we can talk about Parshas Pada first, which is the main Maila that we have in our Aveda below, the Aveda of Tshuva, that comes first. Which is not the case before the Mishkan is set up. The very first time, when this Hamshacha was not brought into the world at all, that should be the Sarusa de Leila should come bepnimius to empower every person to do his Aveidah. You cannot burn the Pada Aduma before putting up the Mishkan. First you have to have the Sarusa de Leila. And then, only following the Sarusa de Leila, putting up at the Mishkan, could you have the Sreif of the Pada, which represents the Aveda of Tshuva that comes from below. So this explains the Pshat in the Yerushalmi here. On one end, Yerushalmi is telling us that today Parshas Pada comes before Achidish, Tarasan Shal Yisrael, because today Parshas Pada represents Tshuva. Tshuva is Aveda Samato, and that has a tremendous advantage, and that comes first. On the other hand, why then wasn't it that way when the Mishkan was put up the first time? Why wasn't the Pada Aduma first? The answer is because the very first time it has to begin with the Asarusa de la'ela, with the Hamshacha mul Maila. The Hamshacha mul Maila is the ultimate objective. The Hamshacha mul Maila is the Asarusa de la'ela that empowers everything else. And therefore the first time around, first comes the Hamshacha mul Maila, the building of the Mishkan, Parshas HaChodesh, that talks about Pesach, which is the Aveda of the Tzadikim, the Amshach HaMol Maila, and only following that comes Parshas Pada that happened on Beis Nissen. So now, after we understand what Parshas Pada and Parshas HaChodesh both represent, the Rebbe comes back to the connection between Parshas Pada and Parshas HaChodesh, to Tzav, which speaks about the Shiva Simei Miluim, and Parshas Shmini, that speaks about the Yoyim HaShmini on the Chodesh Nissen. Al Pizeh Nimtza, based on all of this, it comes out, Sha'hefrish Shebein Parshas Pada LaParshas HaChodesh. The difference between Parshas Pada and Parshas HaChodesh, Hidugmas HaHefrish Shebein Shiva Simei Miluim LeYoyim HaShmini. It's similar to the difference between the Mishkan that was put up in the Shiva Simei Miluim and the Mishkan that's put up by Yom Hashmini on the eighth day. Vatzadashove hu b'shtayim. And here, the comparison between these two is in 2 points. Aleph number one. is Boyer Le'el, based on what we explained before in Siv Zayin. Sha'amayla Shabakomas HaMishkan Shabashivisim Me'em Elohim. What is the relative advantage that there is in the Mishkan being put up during the Shivisim Me'em Elohim? Himayla Shal Kamos. It's the fact that it's happening a number of times, at least seven times and maybe even more. The Maila of the quantity. The advantage that there is in the Mishkan being put up on the eighth day, this is an advantage of the quality of the Shekhinah that was brought down on the result that the Hakamas HaMishkan had on the eighth day, that was greater on the eighth day, the Eichos, the energy and the Elikus that came down. So now similar, similar kind of difference you can see between Para and Achaydish, that Para is similar to the concept of the Shivasimeh Miluim, which is characterized by the quantity being the main advantage. And Parshas HaChodesh is connected to Yom HaShmini, which is characterized by the fact that the quality of the day, the energy, the Elikus that was brought down was greater. So the Rebbe explains, Hamayla the Parshas Parah Tshuva. What is the advantage in the Aveda of Parshas Parah, which represents Tshuva? When a person has to pick up the pieces from below, he has to gather himself together and do his Aveda from below. Hu b'inyan Aveda shemitzad amata. As we explained, this is the Aveda from below. Zicho hamata v'hakelim. The mata here below, which is characterized by kelim, which is the expression that's used in Chassidus very often, the difference between Eiris and kelim. There is the energy, there's the revelation from above, and then there's the containers, the receptacles from below, where things get defined and separated into different categories. The Aveda here below is a kind of Aveda where a person is dealing with the existence in this world, where there's multiplicity, where there's division, and so on. So there's many, there's the Kamus. The maila that there is in the aveda below is connected to the aveda where you have more in quantity. So it's characterized by the kamos, and that's the connection between the two. They're both characterized by the quantity, by the numbers, by the many, by the multiplicity that exists here below. On the other hand, the advantage that there is in Parshas HaChodesh, Avedis HaTzadikim, Hibinyinam Shachas Shemul Maila. This is the Maila that there is in the energy and the godliness that you're drawing from above. Ham Shachas Oir, bringing the revelation. Shemaila Sa'iris, the advantage with the revelation from above, Hidugmas Mailas Goid Leichos. This is the advantage of having not the multiplicity and the division of categories that they get divided in Kalim, but the Maila of the energy of godliness that's drawn down from above. So here we see the connection between the two, between Parshas Parah that's connected to the Shivasi Me'em Elohim, the Maila and the Kamos, characterized by Kamos, and the Maila of the Yom HaShmini connected to Parshas HaChodesh, characterizing the godly energy in the Lukos and the Oyer that comes down. Bay's another point, Ladas, Rashi, according to Rashi. Sha'akamas HaMishkan B'Shivasi Me'em Elohim Nilmad Ma'atzivu D'Chinuch Aron Abonav V'Nichlal B'Chinuch Zeh. As we explained earlier, the Mishkan being put up in the Shivasi Me'em Elohim was connected just for the Chinuch. It was just there to make the place for the Chinuch of Aaron and his children. Ma'ashenken HaKamasa B'Yem HaShmini. On the other hand, when it was put up on the eighth day, Sha'oz Oye V'Shachanti B'Seicham. Then the Eivishu dwells in the Mishkan. So in that sense, it's much greater. Even according to Rashi, although Rashi holds that the tzivuy of putting up the Mishkan and the Shechinah coming into the Mishkan only happened on the eighth day and not before, but there is an advantage on the Mishkan that was being put up before. Rashi will agree to this fact that we said before, that the fact that in the quantity the Mishkan was put up seven times is a very big maila that there is there. In addition, the Mishkan that was put up in those 8 days was not with an explicit command. Moshe understood this on his own. There's something special. There's something that's cherished when Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it on his own. It's an aveda that comes from below that he figures out on his own. This is similar to a statement that the Gemara says. When something is learned out from a drasha and it's not explicit in the pasuk, the Tana brings that first, and that's more beloved to the Tana. So There is, of course, the great thing that happened by Yom HaShmini, that's the Shechina coming down. There's nothing greater than that. But on the other hand, there is a big Maila in the Shiva Simei Milum that it was put up 7 times, and it was something that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. The kol mokim yet, harei muvim v'pashtus is understood. She'en l'damis klal akoma zu l'akoma de yom hashmini. We can't compare the akoma of the Mishkan in the 7 days to when it happens on the 8th day. Nekim sha mishkan shehukam b'zayim me'em miluim, eina inyan ha-mishkan. What was put up on the 7 days, it's a greater maila to that avayda, and it's very beautiful. But ultimately, the shechina only comes out on the 8th day, and that's much greater. Similar, it's also Hugam ben Egele, Parshas Parah, and Parshas Achidish. Similar, when we talk about Parshas Parah, that deals with the Shechina coming down. Sorry, Parshas Parah deals with the Aveda of Tshuva that comes from below, and Parshas Achidish that deals with the Shechina coming down from above, it's the same thing. Hamayla Sheba Parshas Parah, the advantage that there is in Parshas Parah, which is Zichuch HaMata, it's the refining from below, al parshas achaydish, hamshachas ha'ayr, over parshas achaydish, which is the revelation of above. So the advantage that there is in the aveda from below, hidafka la'achrei, shahoysa kvar ha'amshoche, milmaila al-yedei ha'komis ha'mishkan. After you already have the hamshoche that came from above. The main thing is that you could only recognize the maila in the Avodah below, after this first the Hamshacha Mumayla. If you don't have first Hamshacha Mumayla, the Asrusa de Le'ela, then the Avodah from below on its own has no Mayla whatsoever. Ki chashivusay malosay, shal zichach v'avodah samato, whatever chshivus and whatever Mayla the Avodah samato has, eina ela keshehi la'achrei umitzad ha-Hamshacha shal Mumayla, kanal siftes. You only see the Maila of the Avodah Samata, and it's only based on the Hamshacha Mul Maila. So if there's no Hamshacha Mul Maila, you can't look at the Avodah of Parah Aduma and say that Parah Aduma has a great advantage. The Parah Aduma, which represents Tshuva, represents the Avodah Mul Mata, has no advantage on its own if you don't first have the Hamshacha Mul Maila. Hashem can kaidem Hamshacha Mul Maila, before there's any Hamshacha, hine sreifas ha-parah. The burning of the parah, shen yona zichach v'avedah samata, which represents the avedah from below, kishel ha'atzmei, on its own, lamroi samayla shebezichach ha'mata. Yeah, whatever advantage it has, v'achavivus shemitzad ha'chidush, and it's cherished because there's a big chidush in the avedah mumata. Ein boi kidei la'agdimoy la'akomis ha'mishkan, parashas ha'chidush. However, that cannot come the very first time. It cannot come before Parshas HaChodesh. V'ikra Maile hu b'Parshas HaChodesh. The main Maile is in Parshas HaChodesh. That has to come first. That's the Asarusa de Le'elo. That's what gets everything started. And that's what enables the Avedis HaMata as well. So therefore, as the Rebbe said before, the first time Parshas HaChodesh came first. HaKamas HaMishkan comes first. And only following that comes the Parshas Parah, which is the Avedis HaMata. Only after that could you see the Maila of Parshas Parah, and Parshas Parah will come first the way we do it now when we read Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh, which is similar to the way it is with Shiva Simei Miluim and Yom HaShmini. The Yom HaShmini is the Hamshacha Mul Maila, and that has a great advantage. And only once you have the Yom HaShmini could you then look back and see the Maila that there is to the Shiva Simei Miluim. The Shiva Simei Miluim without the Yom HaShmini is nothing. So that's the second connection that we have between Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh to the Shiva Simei Miluim and the Yom HaShmini.